closed captioned for the reality impaired. It's the Jerry Bader Show.
A39 1360 97.5 WTAQ News Talk Sports. Oh, let's see. Oh yeah. We'll get to this. Here's what I've got. I found a bunch of stuff right at the end before I have to come here, and I printed all that, so it's on top of the stack. But I'm not getting to any of this now. Actually, I'm getting to this. But Earl, I've sent you an email at some point in the show, although who knows, because we have so much stuff to get to. Hillary's new online ads using Republicans' words against Donald Trump. And I want to tie that into Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald yesterday telling Wisconsin Republicans and conservatives, look, we're all on the Trump train now. And what he's saying is, look, he's our party's nominee, and we have to unite around him. I'm going to have, and Trump supporters are going to think they know how I feel about that. It's amazing. I say the word Donald Trump. Stop bashing Trump. Now, what we're going to get to is this. All right, Hillary Clinton is right about this. If Republican leadership says he's our guy, he's behind, you know, we're behind him 100%, that means 100%. You own everything that is Donald Trump. And I want to get to that later in the show. Also, right now, though, I want to tell, actually, I want to do this by starting with a story and an announcement that we'll talk more about after 9 o'clock. WFRV, wearegreenbay.com. The Green Bay Police Department says they have seen an increase in the number of hypodermic needles in public areas laying around the community. They've been found in parks, streets, ditches. Now, a lot of that, I think they're right about this, you find a lot of things after the snow melts. What happens is people tend to bury things in the snow. You know, like someone walking a dog might bury something in the snow rather than pick it up. Not that I would ever do that. I don't, which could lead to a quick digression. I wonder if I can do it in about a minute. I'm going to try and tell the story in about a minute. I always have a plastic bag when I walk the dog. Always, 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 except once. And, of course, she did. Now, here's the thing. She did it in the park. As you know, it's the park comes right up to the street. So she's walking on the grass, and she does her thing. I look around. It's like, well, it's not somebody's lawn. It's not where the kids play. Should be okay. And I walk, and I walk a few more blocks, and there's a squad car. Upon seeing me, the squad car does a U-banger. I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding. Somebody reported me. You've got to be kidding me. So the squad car pulls up and, like, almost cuts me off. It's like, I can't believe this. All right, how am I going to talk my way out of this? I never do it, officer. I'm sorry. Comes up, and he walks up to me. He goes, Jerry Bader? I'm like, yeah. Sticks out his hand to shake my hand and introduces himself. Big fan. I hear my heart is racing. If he's still working for the Ashwaubenon Public Safety and he's hearing the story, now he might be laughing because I never shared it with him. But there you go. So anyway, you find this stuff around. Now, the concern, obviously, is this is IV drug users. Nah, the statute of limitations. That dog is no longer with us. Can I say that? It's been a while ago. Anyway, these needles lying around, you know, most likely from IV drug users. But that they're finding this many needles does show how serious the drug epidemic is, and mostly heroin, which is why, if you've not heard us talking about it, a very special day for Midwest Communications tomorrow, starting with Mike Matt in the Morning News at 6 a.m. going through 11. It is a trimulcast, three stations, WTAQ, WSAU in Wausau, WHBL in Sheboygan, all AM and FM now. And we will have stories of people's lives shattered by heroin. Law enforcement, Attorney General Brad Schimmel will be here in the building. The morning show will consist of hosts from those three markets. Mike and Matt here, of course, in Green Bay. Kelly Meyer from WHBL Sheboygan. And Seth Mila from WSAU Wausau. And the goal is to not just talk about the problem, but do something about it. We're going to be raising funds for treatment facilities around the state. It's going to be five powerful hours of radio, and we ask that you join us. But the things that they're seeing around Green Bay, I just wanted to share that because that is a great indicator of how bad the problem is right now. I mean, it's almost certain that many of them are from IV drug users. So that's tomorrow, 6 to 11. All right. Oh, before I get to this next topic, I just got an email from a listener. I can't believe no one is talking about Kasich and Rubio's effect on the race. I'm going to talk about that. I am going to include that in the discussion. Earl, do you remember my interview with John Kasich? And I asked him a question that really ended up, after that question, it was a combative interview. That he seemed to be helping Donald Trump. And, beyond that, not just that he was still in it, but that he was taking specific actions to help Donald Trump. Ooh, he didn't like that at all. Now that both he and Cruz, Senator Cruz, are out of the race. Oh, no kidding. Now he's got Trump to himself. And even though he couldn't win, he still could have stayed in because making mischief at the convention has long been his strategy. His dim prospects didn't get any dimmer with what happened in Indiana. And poof, he pulls out. There are more dots now than that. And we're going to get to that later in the show. We also, we're going to replay the audio, Earl. It's 4571 of my question and Kasich's answer back on March 28th. All right. Interesting story here. And I want to be careful in how I report this because, one, it's not my reporting. This is being reported heavily in the Milwaukee media market where Grafton is. Grafton superintendent out of a job. Not the first time he has been asked to resign. The Grafton superintendent who has been asked to resign and has resigned and is out of a job is Dr. Mel Leitner. Now, some of you may recognize that name from a couple of fronts. He was superintendent in Kimberly, later superintendent in Pulaski Schools. It is as superintendent of the Pulaski schools that I came to know Mel Leitner. Now, I gave him a lot of crap because I believe that in his heart, when he was defending a huge Pulaski school referendum, he really didn't agree with the way they did it. It was the classic Earl that we need this, but we want this, and we want this, and we're going to ask you all together because we think the good stuff is a little better than the poison pill, so that little bitter pill we're going to put in, not poison pill, but bitter pill we're going to put in there, we're covering it with referendum peanut butter, like you do for a dog. So that's, it's going to be okay. And I knew that he knew that, and he gave lame-o answers, even though I respect the guy. The more I got to talk with Mel, the more I discovered he is pretty conservative. And I asked Earl if he remembered this episode, and he did not, which tells me it happened before Earl was producing the show. I was discussing an issue concerning the education establishment, and Mel Leitner called the show. He was driving around somewhere and listening to the show. He said, hey, I still catch the show whenever I can. I'm in the Milwaukee market now. I've got talk radio down here, but I love your show, always have. Listen whenever I can. He lit up the education establishment. I wish I could remember what the issue is or was, because I mean he just lit them up. And I applauded him for being that in your face to the education establishment the way that he was. I seriously didn't know. I don't think I could have done it any better. I really don't. So, the superintendent of the Grafton School District is out of a job. It was a surprise to more than 100 people who showed up in a meeting of the Grafton School District's school board Monday. It was announced that Superintendent Dr. Mel Leitner would resign amid outrage after a popular music teacher and coach was removed from the classroom. According to a statement released to Fox 6 News, the board asked for Leitner's resignation, and it was offered by Leitner and then accepted by the board. Apparently, it involves Bob Morande, music teacher at Woodview Elementary School. Morande says he was told to resign and not offered a contract for next year after an incident in his classroom in mid-April. Fox 6 News told Morande, Morande would be on paid administrative leave for the remainder of the school year. Morande said in April, in his classroom, two fifth-grade boys weren't listening. Morande said while briefly separating them from the rest of the class, a door he closed made a lot of noise. Then, at the end of class, Morande said he saw a third boy holding a kazoo near another student's eye. I immediately reached down, grabbed it as quickly as I can, and pulled it away. As soon as I started to pull away, I didn't have a grip, and the kazoo went flying off into the wild blue yonder. Okay, so something happened. He's telling his version of events. I will yell at basketball games. He's Grafton High School coach. And do all that. But there's a big difference between coaching and teaching 8, 9, and 10-year-old kids. I've been teaching 40 years. I've never, never, never once been called in for what's happened in my music classroom. Never. That's the first time. Can I just say this? I'm just noticing it. It's not a big deal. Music teacher, basketball coach. It isn't unusual. Nothing wrong with it. Actually, I think it's cool. I do. You know, the guy's eclectic, to say the least. Ronda said he didn't think much of the incident until he was asked by the superintendent to resign. Ronda told Fox 6 News he was offered a deal where he would resign and be allowed to coach the basketball team for one more year. He said no, he wasn't going to do that. And you know what happens anytime you tread on the sacred ground of coaches. And they are sacred ground, particularly successful coaches. Yeah, that's right. Less than successful coaches, you might get away with it. Now, I don't know what happened. I honestly don't know what happened in that case. What this has done is open up the floodgates of teachers saying what a bleep hole Mel Leitner is. I'm just telling you, and I didn't work for the guy, but his interaction with me was always great, gregarious, jovial. I know that doesn't mean anything, and I get that. But I am going somewhere with this. Another former teacher says he was called in and told he was a disgrace to the school and to the district. Well, is he? I don't know. Now, that's not the way I manage. And you don't know all of the backstory there. So, it turns out that he was also asked to resign from the Kimberly School District. And that was a report showed that in 2008, as the superintendent of Kimberly School District near Appleton, Leitner fired that school's longtime basketball coach. Shortly thereafter, school district officials asked for Leitner's resignation from Kimberly. Now, things went to hell after Mel left Pulaski, but I never heard anything of that nature in Pulaski. I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm not taking Mel's side here. I don't know anything about these incidents. I don't really know anything about his management style. I don't. I'm not suggesting that I do. Here's what I do know. Oh, crap. I also know now I forgot to do something. Anyway, I just saw an email. Here's what I do know. Mel's very conservative. You have to figure that that is not a popular superintendent in public schools. Am I saying that, this is just because he's a conservative? I'm not saying that. Am I saying it's a factor? I'm not saying that. It might be. All I'm saying is, all right, in two cases, Mel moved against basketball coaches, which I don't know if two is a pattern, but it's close. You know, these radio personalities, they laugh so loud out in the hallway. Should I call her out? Because I know we have cross-listenership. If you heard that cackle, that was the cackle of Charlie McKenzie from Y100. And if you listen to Y100, you probably knew that that was Charlie McKenzie because she has a very distinguishable laugh. So, there you go. I wonder, though, if if he wears his politics on his sleeve, he's not going to be well-liked in a public school. That's just the reality. Again, I don't know that's the case, but I want to throw it out there because my experiences with Mel have always been positive. But I'm one guy with limited interaction. I did try to reach out to him, and as fate would have it, all of the contacts I have for him are his previous employers. I have his Pulaski school contact stuff and his Grafton school contacts, as he did send me emails from time to time. Now, I'm just throwing scenarios out. I'm not saying I know anything. As a conservative superintendent, his patience for some things might not be what it might otherwise be. I don't know. But I want to throw that dynamic in there, because all of the media accounts are painting him as this horrible person who rips on his employees, which he may be. I don't know. But he could be the nicest guy in the world to them as he was to me. And as a conservative, I know what that would do for him in that setting. That's all I'm saying. I may still try to track down his personal contact and talk with him about it. But because he does have connections to two area school districts, Kimberly and Pulaski, I wanted to mention that. The next hour is, for the most part, except for a segment we're going to do at 9:06 with someone in studio, except for that, the next hour is going to be dominated by presidential politics, and I particularly want to focus on two things. Did John Kasich stay in the race specifically to help Donald Trump? We may find out with Trump's VP selection. We may. Although, boy, that seems to have been promised to a lot of people, potentially. And two, Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald. We're all on the Trump train now, are we? Don't assume this is going to be one of those things where Trump supporters immediately are going to have one position and those who'd rather not vote for Donald Trump, but may anyway, are going to have another on how what they think I feel. What I'm going to try to do is try to get you to logically work this out. Wisconsin, resoundingly in the primary, said no to Donald Trump. Because of that, should Republican elected leaders like Scott Fitzgerald say, nope, we're all Trump now? When voters said, yeah, no, actually, he wasn't our first choice, so don't tell us that. Or two, as leaders, elected leaders of their party, do they have a responsibility to say, look, he's our guy, and we have to embrace him? Yeah. Now, Steinke withdrew from the convention, but he's also taking back his Never Trump pledge. Now he's saying he can't he'll decide. Jim Steinke, state representative, he tweeted, now I'm not sure. Don't presume to know how I feel about this. I think it's actually an excruciatingly difficult question. What does the establishment Republican Party in Wisconsin do? Republicans rejected Donald Trump, Wisconsinites and Republicans rejected Trump when they had the chance. So should they be told now that you got to get on the Trump train? But isn't that what you would expect party leaders to do? I think it's interesting. We'll get to it. It's more complex than that. Later in the 9 o'clock hour, it is 9 o'clock.
News, talk, sports.